Hey guys, it's Yaneko. Good evening. I'm just about ready for bed, so this is my ready for bed voice. I hope I can help you fall asleep and relax with me. In all honesty, today's been a bit off for me emotionally, and I was tempted not to record anything, but I've made a resolution to do one of these every day. And it's been difficult to keep to a schedule for myself, especially as a creative-minded person. We're not that great with deadlines or schedules, especially being self-disciplined, at least for me. If it's for someone else, if it's for work, if it's for, like, a gift or a present, that's enough motivation for me to stay on schedule and get things done. Even if that means procrastinating, I will most likely still get it done. But when it comes to myself, I don't think I prioritize myself and what I want to do, just because I haven't done it for, I haven't put myself first in a really long time. And my struggle right now is between doing things for myself for once versus, like, being a bit more realistic as far as finances and all that go. But one could say that both are possible, and if you have that goal in mind, you would work hard to make that possible. But the other difficult part is just even deciding what your goal is. And I think nowadays it's been a lot of, like, find what makes you happy, do what you want to do. And it'll be interesting to see how that society turns out in the future if all of us are doing what we want to do and that sort of thing. I'm sorry if that's a bit naive of me to say. That's just what's on my mind right now. my goal is not to get too political with these sort of things. These are strictly rambles, so apologies in advance. I know I tend to be a bit idealistic at times, but other times it's just that fear of failure, so I don't bother trying. I can plan all I want and write outlines and do that type of bullet journaling that's so popular now, but I mean, I get a to-do list out of that that I never get around to, so I mean, it's kind of pointless for me. But this, recording these so far every day and knowing that someone's listening to it, is motivation for me. Even if it's not that many people listening, it's still motivation because I've created something and I put it out there and left it. And it's been good for me to get that going and have that purpose for recording these. Again, I apologize profusely for the rambles, but yeah, I don't know what else to say. everyone hides their lower points in life, in emotion, in everyday life, and they only present the best the best photo on Instagram, the best post on Facebook, or if it is slightly negative, they turn it into a positive. And that's not what it means to be human. You can't always have the best to show to people. You have to show weakness as well. And that way you're in trust with people. That's why I'm not a huge fan of being too public about my life. Honestly, I only have social media to keep in touch with family. I'm tempted to delete a lot of quote-unquote friends in reality, but that gets a bit complicated when you have friends of friends of friends and all that stuff. But again, if I haven't talked to you in how many years, honestly, I doubt you'd miss me on Facebook or Instagram or whatever, right? Rant of the day. Yeah. You can probably tell I'm an introvert. Oh. Yeah, it's been an off day emotionally. I'm gonna let you know right now, guys. Men. Especially. Girls sometimes just need to cry. And if you ask us why in that moment, we can't give you an answer. We just need to physically cry to feel better. It's like punching a wall when you're angry. We need to cry sometimes to let stress out. So if you are dealing with someone who is in that moment, just, you, of course, ask if there's anything you can do, but sometimes even just sitting next to them is enough. You don't have to say anything. Just having them know that you're there is enough. So, on that note, I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Hopefully I'll be in a better headspace. And yeah. Have a good night, guys.